All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. There was an NFK incident in the home this weekend. This is how it unfolded. For some reason, Ding Dong, well, I can't fault him. He likes to, if we like sit on the couch and we have a blanket over us, like say we wake up in the morning, drink the coffee, have a goddamn blanket over us. If we don't fold it back up, he folds it up. And he doesn't, you know, it's difficult for him to do it, but he likes to do it. So whatever, you want to fold the blankets, fold the blankets. I don't care. Great. Thank you. Very kind. And I'm making food in the kitchen. And then I hear something hit the floor. And then it dawns on me, he's just fallen down on the carpeted floor in the living room. I go, "You okay, big fella?" "Yep." Assuming he's okay. Well, then he proceeds to, now I've talked to you about how he talks to himself all the time. And like he'll be watching TV and you'll hear, "Fuck you." And if it's, you know, like maybe Donald Trump is on TV or, you know, some of those St. Jude's kids, he'll say that. But this was one after the other. And I hear, "Fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, fuck you, cocksucker. Fuck you, fucking N-word. Fuck off." And he's going on and on. He's really, something in his brain is really getting an earful. And I'm getting concerned. So I go, "Who are you swearing at there, Kevy?" He goes, "Huh?" I go, "Who are you swearing at?" "Nobody." I go, "You're swearing at somebody. Who is it?" He goes, "The TV. Myself. I'm mad at myself that I fell." I'm like, "Oh, God damn it." Yeah, you need to say that shit to yourself when you wipe your feces on my cabinets. Or when you take a shit in your pants. Maureen says he wipes the poo-poo off his hands onto your blanket while he's folding. Nick in Houston says he has never heard the full story of the NFK. Is he disabled? I guess. Yeah. So as the years wore on, he had his neck was, I guess, crumbling. And it caused damage to his spine and or his spinal cord. His nervous system, so he doesn't walk as well as you or I, and his hands kind of are a little fucking wonky. And but he gets around. He can get around. So there's that. And then fucking 50 years of grand mal seizures, not to mention years of prescription medication to help get that under control, very powerful medicines, and an actual brain surgery. And then years of isolation and solitude with no one to talk to has basically rotted his brain. All right. Nick says, "What is his mental capacity?" Like a child? Yeah, I would say it comes and goes, but I think that's fair. I think his IQ is a little suspect. A little bit wonky. But he has moments where he's fine. But I think the big thing is the lack of filter. That's why we call him No Filter Kevin. He is prone to fits of rage. And that has been something we've worked on since we got him here in this house. Like, dude, we don't need to go into a rage over everything. Your his default is rage. And fuck this, fuck that, N-word, middle finger, all this shit. And so we've worked very hard at, you know, let's breathe. It's not the end of the world. Whatever it is, that's the problem, is not the end of the world. And so he's gotten much better at it. Because I said to him, I go, dude, you can't be sitting around, stomping around the house here. You know, this is a normal house. What you're doing is not going to jive here. So we got to figure this shit out. I think the chief example of this was after he moved in here years ago and we got to tax time. I go, hey, buddy, have you been filling out your tax returns? Fuck that. They're not going to get my money. He just starts yelling at me. And I'm like, okay, time out. You don't make any money. Okay? What you get through Social Security and your pension is a pittance. Of the $20,000 you bring in a year, the government doesn't want that. He's looking at me like I'm crazy. I go, I'll figure this shit out. Just shut up. So he hasn't filled out a return in years. I had to go back and get all of his disbursements from Social Security and all of his Medicare information and all of his pension information. Gave it to the GINS, tag accounting. So now we've got 3-4 years of returns. I come back a couple days later. I go, yeah, buddy, you're getting $7,000 deposited into your account. He's like, what? I go, yeah, I told you. You think you got this shit figured out. You don't. You don't have to worry about anything. Just sit here, enjoy the TV, enjoy the frozen lasagna and the Stouffer's, and I'll take care of the rest. All right. Yeah, it's always good to give people a little refresher course on the NFK. All right. Before we move on, thank you, as always, to more of my amazing partners. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Absolutely awesome. If you want to schedule a paintball party, holy crap, this is going to be awesome. Go to tcpaintballgr.com and book some time. Maybe a 3-4 hour adventure with you and your crew, neighborhood kids, your pals, bachelor party. Whatever it is, TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Thank you so much for being part of the show, TC Paintball. My Policy Shop Insurance, that's Frank Fuss. And Frank was busting my balls about, EZ, I need some people to call the show. I gotta read you this email. This is fantastic. Because we just had this. We're talking about this on Friday. And I was talking about how Frank was busting my balls about he hadn't heard from anybody from my show for a while. And I said to him, I go, Frank, I'm telling you, marketing is when the message meets the need. And not everybody is going to have the need at the same time. Eventually, though, someone is going to have the need. And you want them to have a name in their brain as to who they can call. You are that name. If they listen to my show, you're that name. So you're going to get moments where there's lulls in activity of people calling. But eventually, it's going to work out. You got to trust me. Okay, he hangs up. I tell that story on the air Friday when he was actually here in watching the show. After the show finishes, Joshua reaches out to me. Hello, Eric. I hope all is well, and I hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm catching up on the past few episodes and noticed that you mentioned a few times that Frank hasn't received any reach outs from audience members. I just want you to know that I reached out via his website, buyinsurancehere.com. I reached out to him twice via email to discuss life insurance options. Your frequent reminder of when the message meets the need worked out quite well. Your voice was in my head when I began exploring life insurance policies to protect my wife and 3 daughters. Now, this part made my heart sing. Anyway, Mr. Fuss hasn't responded. So I find that quite hilarious. Maybe check in with him to make sure his emails are working properly, or feel free to bust his balls in the podcast. P.S. I've been a Patreon member for many years. I still enjoy your show despite being a Michigan football fan and voting for Trump. Take care, Josh. I wrote, thank you for this. I'm going to bust his ass, and thank you for being there for me. You are awesome. I love my MAGA brothers. So then I screenshotted that and sent it to Fuckface. Dude, what the hell? I just got this email. See screenshots. He goes, my bad. I get about 150 emails a day, and I'm running at least a week behind. Now, I don't buy any of that shit ever, because I get 150 a day and respond to all of them. Almost all of them. The ones from Kenny, I used to not respond at all. He says, did you respond to him? Do you know him personally? I'm sending him an apology now. I said, LOL. Yes, I told him I was going to bust your balls. No, I do not know him personally. He writes, I literally get 100 plus emails a day. And I wrote, yeah, yeah. And that was the only one I received in a long time, LOL. I wrote, how could you know? You get hundreds of emails every day, LOL. And then he does this shit. Plus, I just suck. I'm sorry I let you down. He's like, don't start that shit. I go, oh, come on. I'm just busting your balls. You deserve that shit. You busted mine, you fucking moron. What the fuck? Linda says she called Frank in October. He is so full of shit, okay? Everyone within the sound of my voice, will you please just reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com? Send him a message through the email, through his website, just to say, yeah, we do contact you. Quit being a crybaby, you bitch. Linda says, I bought a policy too. Oh, you're fine. He has done this to me for years. I think he's trying to like whittle down the price for marketing. For every time he complains, I raise the price. Oh, really? You were paying that much? Oh, guess what? You're paying more. Bob says, TC Paintball. Paintball, eventually axe throwing, and the new punching zoo. Oh, my God. Back to soul dogs. No, you idiot. Like, O'Neill is your soul dog. All right. Maureen says, I called him earlier this year. No, everybody calls him. I've gotten to a point after all of this nonsense he's tried to put over on me that when he tries to like whittle down the price, I'll be like, yeah, whatever. You want it or not. Okay, just let me know. I'm not going to haggle. This is the price. God damn, you cheap bastard. All right. Yeah, I think we are getting to a point where I was talking with somebody about Trump. Totally different topic. And what do you think about Trump? I said to me, I go, well, there ain't a damn thing anybody can do about it. Good or bad. He's going to do what he does. You got to live with it. You have got to move past that. You cannot worry about anything. If he might do a great job, okay, you got to give him a chance. He has earned the chance to either fuck it up or do a good job, okay? One thing or the other, a mix of both. What American who's worth anything would be rooting against Trump? I don't give a shit about anything. Which, by the way, after 34 felony conviction, he will be sentenced for that in about 15 days. All right. And absolutely possible for him to be in jail while being the president. That is 100% a fact. If he is given jail time, he will have to serve that, which is amazing. That would be, in my opinion, the icing on the cake for the unbelievable times that we live in right now. Concerning Frank Fuss, Maureen says she told Frank she loved the pictures of him in his pool showing off his muscles. Maureen is a sexual dynamo, I believe. She is so quick to talk about what makes her crotch meat giggle and wiggle. She talks about that with the sheriff guy and Frank Fuss. Linda says, stop. Come on, man. Look, you got to tell your sister to stop. She's the one who's talking about that. Your sister is very sexually aggressive. When you were growing up, did she bring lots of dudes home? Was that a thing? Did she sneak them into the house? All right. I'm going to go check on my lip wound and use the boys' room. Linda says she brought one home and married him. Oh, that would be Tommy or whatever the fuck his name is. A guy who hates me. All right, welcome back. Or I'm welcoming me back. It's good to be back. There was a really bad leg break that I think we need to focus on. This is rough. This is from the Canadian Football League. And some guy for some team, doesn't matter. We pick it up with his leg is broken in like 1,000 spots. The quarterback for the Argos. I think that's short for Argonauts. What the fuck is an Argonaut? I believe they're out of Toronto. Chad Kelly trying to hold his right leg together. Listen to the anguish from the offensive lineman after he looks at Kelly.
He gets up favoring what appears to be his right shin.
Ah. Okay, hold on. So he's holding it together. Now, there's not a lot of wonkiness here. A little bit of pressure on it. And then it's kind of going to wonky town to some degree. All these guys over here are looking at it. And they're just figuring out right now that it's all in Wonkyville. Now, when he does this, he squats down with one leg. And then, all right, now that's full wonk. Because the foot is laying flat and he's still standing up. And now it's going a little wonky action there. This guy, number 83, he's fucking freaking out. And then this guy here, he's like, he's just fucking praying. Look at, he's about to puke. Guy takes off. He's a tough fucker. Look at him. He's like, ah, yeah, whatever. Let's watch it again in real time.
He gets up favoring what appears to be his right shin. Kelly is hurt and he is down.
Did you hear that guy? Oh! Oh, shit.
Kelly is hurt and he is down.
When you break your leg like this, Notice how no one's helping him? It's because they can't handle it. They can't handle that his leg has gone to wonky town. So they just say, fuck you.
Taking that hit right near a first down.
Not one person helping him.
And a serious concern here for Kelly and the Toronto Argonauts.
Ah, boy. Yeah, that's a rule. If you break your leg like that, you have no friends. Matt writes, Jesus turned his leg into a sock full of nickels. I have never heard that one. Sock full of nickels? David says, his pants are the only thing holding it together. It's what it is, pal. Says, how much does the chimney cost? I don't know what that means. Maureen says, how is he not crying in pain? It's what it is, pal. Responds with, nothing. It's on the house. Thank you for that. My God. Oh, that was fantastic. Something just popped into my head. I got to play you Bill Burr's monologue. I thought it was excellent. Very, very funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Burr! All right, thank you. Thank you very much. How are you? How's it going? Yes, nice to be here on such a fun week. I know. I don't want to hear it. I don't watch politics. So we're going to keep it light. All right? There we go. All right.
He doesn't. He talks
I just got
about
over
it.
The flu, which is fantastic. You know what I mean? Had it last month. Whenever you have the flu, like or like COVID, you know, you always lay in bed and you try to like figure out who gave it to you. You know, just going through this Rolodex of people that coughed on you, sniffled near you, walked by an Asian or something. You try to fight it. You're like, they say on the internet, that's where all the disease comes from. I know who gave it to me. I sat next to a shoeless cowboy on an airplane. Guy had no socks or shoes on the whole flight. The whole flight, I'm sitting there looking at his dirty Jesus feet. And all I'm thinking is the next pandemic is growing in the bottom of his feet. And all I'm going to be is the next, you know, patient number two, whatever the next disease is, you know?
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
I'll tell you what kills me.
It's fucking horrible. What I saw was when he started talking about Trump, and I thought that was great.
Say and go full Hooters.
So that all was stupid. But when he started talking about politics, that's when it got good.
Oh, and two.
Okay, I'm close.
People who don't wear shoes on an airplane. All right, let's get to what you all want to talk about. All right, ladies, you're 0-2 against this guy. 0-2. All right, but you learn more from your losses than your wins. So let's get into the game tape. All right, ladies, enough with the pantsuit. Okay, it's not working. Stop trying to have respect for yourselves. You don't win the office like on policy, you know? You gotta whore it up a little. I'm not saying go full Hooters, but find the happy medium between Applebee's and your dad didn't stick around. All right, you all know how to get a free drink. Okay, and I know, listen, I know a lot of ugly women, feminists, I mean, don't want to hear this message. But just tease them a little bit. Make a farmer feel like he's got a shot. Swing a state over a little bit. I'll be honest with you, I am so psyched that this stupid election is finally over. It took forever. Like, you know? Yeah. Like, everybody knew who they were voting for 4 years ago. And then they just drag you through a year and a half of this stuff. Like, who was sitting there watching the debate, like, still not decided? Two of the most polar opposite people ever. It's like, all right, let's see. What does the orange bigot have to say? How about the real estate agent that speaks through her nose? Oh, there's a point. This is so difficult. It's like they overlap. I just can't make up my mind. I'll be honest with you. I can't believe Trump didn't win this thing like 4 months ago. You know? I know that's weird for younger people to hear, but like when I was a kid, if you were running for president and you got shot and you didn't die, that was the end of the election. There was nothing you could say, right? Everybody would just be like, this guy's the man. He is the king. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think the number one reason like Trump survived is all those herky-jerky movements that he does. You just can't like nail the guy down. I gotta be honest, the guy is a lunatic. I mean, he literally got shot and immediately jumped back up and started yelling in the direction the bullets were coming from, unarmed. That's not a sane human being. I would have been on the ground crying in the fetal position, like, all right, give me the truck. I don't want this job anymore. Just tell her she won. Tell her she won. But Trump's got all those weird, you know, coming out. I think the guy couldn't get, like, a bead on him, you know? And, like, right as he pulled the trigger, like, Trump was just like, and Sleepy Joe! And the bullet went by his head.
Hey, it's your old pal Iggy Z for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods were fantastic artisan-type creators, make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
My favorite part of the campaign, though, was when Trump went to McDonald's. Wasn't that amazing? That's the only time I've ever seen that guy truly happy. Like, he was glowing. When he got behind the counter, it was like he was behind stage at like Springsteen or something. He's like, oh my God, this is like where they make the French fries. And he was sticking a couple of extra in one. He goes, hey, whoever gets this one's gonna be excited. It's like, oh my God, was that empathy of the people, Donald? It's like when the Grinch came down the hill, bringing the toys back and his heart got a little bigger. All right, we'll end on something nice here. I fell asleep the other night. You ever fall asleep like watching TV?
You're like, all right, I don't care about the rest. All I want to hear the political comedy. I didn't want to see anything else. Kenny says, my favorite Bill Burr is when he pretended to be a sewage inspector and also when he demanded Ted write a check for Skyler on Breaking Bad. Yes. Wasn't he in... that fucking Star Wars robot show where Pedro Pascal is the goddamn robot that you made me watch. I don't even remember the name of it. He was in that too. David says Bill Burr is awesome. Piano finger banger does not like it. He says, I love Bill, but this was terrible. I didn't think it was. I thought it was pretty good. Kenny, it was The Mandalorian. I liked him in that, too. Is that show still a thing? Is that show still on? I know that pretty much everything in Star Wars has its own show now on the Disney Channel. Like, you can get a... Isn't there a whole show about the planet Endor? There's a whole show about how they made the land speeders. There's a whole show about Ewoks fucking... I mean, they have taken every goddamn thing on the fucking Star Wars and made a show about it. The Wookiees. The Jawas. You can do anything. The guy who looks like a fucking walrus and says, here's a cop. Ugh. It's because Disney knows that Star Wars junkies will watch anything. They'll watch anything related to Star Wars, without a doubt. That's why they bought the rights to it. That was the plan going in. And it's always like actors and actresses you never heard of before. All these people that they have either two choices. They can either get into porno or be in a Star Wars series on Disney Channel. And they probably make like minimum wage to do it. It's like streaming has just watered down what these people make for a living. It's not such a big deal anymore to be an actor. So many shows for them to watch or be part of, I should say. All right. Let's see. Okay, I know what I want to cover next. It is, I saw this. Patrick sent it my way. And he said that Barrett Media had... went ahead and they cornered Greg Neuenfeld, Greggy himself from Free Beer and Hot Wings, and they did an interview with him, an online interview, and they posted it. Barrett Media produces daily content on the music, news, and sports media industries, and they reached out to Greg Freebeer and said, you are the star of the show, Greggy. We need you to break down all of the cool shit that you do. All right? And since you're very, very busy and you're not actually home to take care of Kayla's kids, we want to hear what makes you tick. How does it all go down? And so Greg did this interview, and the first thing I thought was, how come Hot Wings isn't in it? In this article, Greg calls himself the instigator and agitator of what? I don't know. It says, I am the lead. I am the lead. I am the instigator. And I am the agitator on the show. Wow, that's a lot. You're all those things? I am the lead, the instigator, and the agitator on the show. Okay, even when just answering that question about what do you do on the show, it sounds incredibly arrogant. Here you go. This is it. This is... him basically going over the tail of the tape on the show. I am the lead, I am the instigator, and I am the agitator. Hot Wings is strong opinions and joke sniper stuff. Okay, both of those things. Okay, I am the lead, the instigator, and the agitator on the show. To what level are we talking, though? What do you mean? What do you exactly instigate? Because, I mean, come on now. Let's not be silly here. There's really not a lot of instigating going on. If there's any instigating that's happening, it's for those made-up, contrived scenarios. The fake bit of tension that happens between show members for stupid shit that they are creating conflict about. I would argue that there is no real instigating on that show. He describes himself as like some loose cannon. Greg doesn't instigate anything. As for being the lead, I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. I can only assume he's referring to because he's the one who writes the show plan and that he is the first voice that you hear in and out of the breaks. Basically, he's the one responsible for what you hear every day on that show. So I don't know if I'd be too proud of that, but apparently he is. And he says he's the instigator and the agitator. So I think that means the same thing. I'm the instigator and the agitator. So we can now call him Greg the Instigator and the Agitator. And then the thing about Hot Wings is strong opinions about what? Because we know that Hot Wings usually has opinions about things like buttons on the dashboard of the car, waffles over pancakes, and favorite spoons. That's what he means by strong opinions. But to the average person reading this article, they might think he's actually saying something like, you know, we need black people segregated. Who knows? And he's also known for quote unquote joke sniper stuff. All right, so we're getting a lot of roles here. Greg, lead, instigator, agitator, Hot Wings, strong opinions guy, and joke sniper stuff. Steve has been our executive producer, which there's no such thing as an executive producer in radio. An executive producer doesn't do anything. Okay. First of all, the producer role in radio is defined inappropriately. A producer should, in fact, actually be in charge of what goes on the air. But Greg does that. So Greg is the executive producer. I don't even know what the fuck Steve is. He edits shit. And he handles all the off-air stuff that keeps us going. Okay, I don't know what that means, the off-air stuff that keeps us going. I don't know, is he in charge of payroll? Keeps you going? What do you mean by keeps you going? He is also somewhat in charge of keeping us on track on the air. Hey, guys, wrap it up! Wrap it up, guys, you're going too long! Kelly Cheese joined us from Atlanta in 2019. She has some producer duties, like imaging. So, like, when you hear, now, back to the Freebird Hot Wing Show, that's what she does, I guess. And social media, but she is a co-host. Remember I said to you folks that she's a co-host and everybody said I was fucking crazy? She's a co-host. Greg just said it. Okay, she's a co-host who lives her authentic life. I am not sure how that what that means in relation to that show. Are we to assume that no one else is living an authentic life? And if that is the case or is not the case, what does living an authentic life have to do with anything? I would hope that you're all living authentic lives. So what exactly does that mean to live your authentic life? Maitland joined us last year. She is also a co-host and a producer. So you've got instigator, agitator, strong opinions, joke sniper, and then two other co-hosts. That would mean that Steve is not a co-host, but he does in fact talk more than the other two co-hosts. So he's not really a co-host. She is a co-host and producer, Freebeer says about Maitland. And then he writes, fun, funny, and authentic. So you got two really authentic people here. Well, that is so cool that they're authentic. I mean, I would like to say that if you ever describe my show, you would have to describe me as authentic. Maybe I'm actually not authentic because on this show, I'm telling everybody to go fuck themselves. But out in public, I do not tell people to go fuck themselves. So maybe I am not authentic. God help us if we are, but I don't even know what is authentic and what is not for me. I would like to say that this version of me on this show is authentic, and what is out in the wild is not authentic. I would love to be able to walk down the street and say to Larry, this asshole neighbor, fuck you for this, that, and the other thing. I would love that, but I'm not authentic. Tommy, God, the list of people on this fucking show. And Tommy is our 25-year-old Blippi-esque phone screener. I don't know what that means. I've always loved this. Our show's primary role is to, now what it should say here is engage, entertain the audience. That's it. But Greg busts out this silly trope, which means I'm too lazy to actually talk about things that are going on and we're not capable of doing it. Our show's primary role is to be a distraction from real life most of the time. Okay, so when there's an election and everybody's talking about Trump, we won't talk about that. We'll just sit here and say, we're going to give you the product and then we'll tell you, you give us the product and we'll tell you if it goes in the fridge. That's how we're going to distract you. Wow, you must have stupid people that are paying attention to your show if that's what distracts them. And then he busts out this thing. He's been talking about this for years. I don't know why he came up with it. He's the only one who did it. He did it when I was there too. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. Our prevailing theory comes from Jim Valvano. That was that fucker that was riddled with cancer. And he made the goddamn brave speech. And everybody went, oh, God, oh, God. The ESPY speech when he was dying of cancer. It's an odd starting point for a rock radio show, but a great programming theory. He said every day that we would laugh, think, and cry, or feel emotion. Is there a better goal than that for a morning show? Yes. Your goal should be don't be shitty, which you are. You see, the thing about Jim Valvano's speech, it was actually a compelling speech. You aren't. There is nothing you do that's compelling. So quit trying to hitch your wagon onto something that's actually interesting, like his speech, with the bullshit that you bust out on a regular basis. You suck, fuck off, and die. Thank you. That is all. My God. So there you go. That is, in a nutshell, there's this part too. I asked Greg how to get women more involved in a historically male-dominated format, he says. Greg responds with, we have two women on our show. We were definitely an all-boys club for a long time. When we hired Kelly, we were very upfront with her. We wanted her to be a woman on the show, but not be the woman on the show in the traditional sense. I don't know what the fuck that means. We wanted her to have the same show ground rules as everyone else. She wasn't there to police us or represent all women any more than we represent all men. Adding Maitland, who was a former intern twice over and beloved the entire time, was another step in that direction. Honestly, the two of them would make a great morning show that I would listen to. Now, that doesn't surprise me. So we are lucky to have them. Adding them to our show made us more well-rounded, in some cases dirtier, and gave all of us needed perspective. My God. He concludes with, as for what's ahead for the show, quote, hopefully a long time of success or at least mediocrity. He just said, we hope to be mediocre. Greg adds, did I mention I have six boys at home? By the way, he doesn't. Greg is gone 36 weeks out of the year traveling from Thursday to Sunday. Okay. And he only has the kids half the fucking time, both his and Coleman's. So quit acting like you're fucking in charge of the Brady Bunch, you fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. We hope to be able to grow and evolve. We want to grow the charity more and the online portion of the show even more. Well, you better hope so, because the radio portion of it is going to die. He says, and hopefully not replaced by AI. That is a absolute possibility. Yeah, you better start to explore the online options, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. Rich says, authentic life means she doesn't have to make up stories about people flirting with her. Oh, that's so true. Patrick says, there is nothing to think about on that show. It's mindless. I love the whole idea of Greg being this big family man, and he talks about banging the nose 390 times in a year. It's fucking embarrassing. He's a pile of shit. Tophus says, are we all co-hosts? Tophus says, your on-air persona hasn't changed, referring to me. How did you find us again, Tophus? How did you find this show? You were listening to both shows. You're in what town again? I forget. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad you're active in the chat. You took it on the chin last week. It kind of came around late after Trump forcibly boned you. I'm from Albany. I listened since 2010. I've been to Albany many times. Have we ever met? Did you ever come visit us when we did one of those godforsaken live shows that I hated so much? Kenny says, the fact that Freebeer said he was an instigator made me laugh out loud. Greg is the farthest thing from an instigator on anything. Greg is one of the biggest beta males on the planet. He is such a fucking twat. Absolute pussy to the highest degree. That show's going down. They just got ratings again on Friday, and I shot up a couple flares trying to get them, because the last ratings period they took a shit, but them taking a shit still had them at number one in the market. Now, if they took a second shit of equal proportions to the first shit, there would be now two consecutive shit takings, and it could very well put them into a spot that they hadn't been in 20 years. So after shooting up my flares, I'm hoping to hear back and have some good news for you, which I will, of course, report on, because that would be fantastic, because it was not that long ago that people were busting Greg's balls, and he said, well, the ratings have never been higher, so I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Tophus says, we did not meet. I had to work every morning throwing trash. There was one outing in Clifton Park with a bowling ball that I was going to go to, but it went sour. Yeah, I barely remember that. I don't even know if I was there for that. In a market where there's nothing but shit, Free Beer and Hot Wings is king of shit. Well, honestly, not a ton of people are listening to the radio anymore. That's why radio companies don't pay morning shows, which may or may not affect our pals Freebeer and Hot Wings, because they're on so many stations. So it's more bang for the company's buck. But still, we shall see. Fingers crossed that a firing is in order. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. When it comes to tree removal, tree pruning, stump grinding, tree risk assessment, land clearing, or storm damage cleanup, think about Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. They took care of the trees here at the Eric Zane Show podcast household, and they will work for you. If you need a person for anything tree-related in West Michigan, that is who you call. Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. They are the best. That's how we roll on the show. Kuiper Tree Care takes care of the trees. Estate-wise, took care of the estate planning. Werner Roofing put the new roof on. Joe Martinez puts in the new furnace. We got our cars from Sarah Honda, but the guy who runs Sarah Honda right now is an asshole, and I'm just waiting for him to retire so I can get that cock. I can get Sarah Honda back on the air as soon as they fire or that cock retires. Not to mention all the other sponsors who have come and gone. Linda says, was Free Beer asshole of the day Friday? If so, you can just leave it. No, it was Zach Bryan, remember? That country star, Zach Bryan. Okay. Guys and chicks who like short hair, get your haircut at King's Room Barbershop. For more than 50 years, a haircut for a king or a queen that likes short hair. Or maybe you're a chick that likes your hair cut like a guy because you feel like you're a guy. That happens, you know. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. I have to get over there. Mine's long as hell. You got three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street, next to the former costume shop, costume room, kingsroom.net. And if you want to work for King's Room Barbershop, if you cut hair, bang on their door. Show up, grab the help wanted sign, and say, I'm here. Let's do this. King's Room Barbershop, found at kingsroom.net. They are the best. When you go there and when you call on all my sponsors, please mention me. It's very, very important. Oops. Sorry. And finally, A&E Heating and Cooling. For anything heating and cooling related, whether you need a new furnace, new AC, something's on the fridge, you need it taken care of, call Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. This offer is still good to get a free furnace tune-up. All you need to do is reach out, 616-516-8579. And you get a free furnace tune-up because he's teamed up with DTE Energy. Not only is it a free tune-up, but it's a diagnostic test, which is an extra step. It's valued at $145, and literally the steps to get this are this simple. Call, book, they show up, they do it, they leave. Maybe give them a sixer of Modelo if you want, but you ain't paying anything. 616-516-8579. Joe is under the weather medically right now. And so please keep him in your thoughts. He's awesome. I love the guy very much, despite him being an asshole. All right. Nominees for asshole of the day. I like the way Linda is thinking. The arrogance of Greggy is so ridiculous. I am the lead. I am the instigator. I am the agitator. Fuck you. Holy shit. That is your asshole of the day, and that is my time. This show is done. You guys are the best. I appreciate your support and being as hilarious and sweet as you are on the chat. Thoughts and prayers to Kirk Herbstreit because of the loss. Our beloved pal Jeremy, in honor of his sweet father who has left us, may he rest in peace. Folks, that's going to do it for me. I'll check you out on Patreon a little later. Thank you so much, and goodbye.